You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Wonder Woman doing a great job. I'm having a little technical problems up here in Gainesville, but hopefully we're coming in clear. We're going to now talk with Dr. Joe Glover. He's the provost and senior vice president for academic affairs here at the university. The provost, you run everything when the president's not here, right?
I try to, Jim, and I only hope I can match your energy level this afternoon.
Well, that's because I'm just rocking and channeling Gatorade right now.
Evidently.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here at Florida's flagship university. You know, things have really changed since I was here. They've invented the fire and wheel since then. And then even in the last few years, I've seen a lot of new buildings and things go up. And I've noticed that there's been a dynamic interplay with the relationship between the university, the legislature, and the governor. So how is UF staying at the forefront? And I guess that today they're calling you guys the preeminent university.
Yes, we are a preeminent university, and we're pleased to be there. And what we're really pleased about is that the governor and the legislature have recognized that the University of Florida is helping to build the state's economy.
Yeah, well, beyond building the state's economy, there's a lot of things that happen here at the University of Florida, like socialization. It's a really important part of what goes on here, and you get all these young people together. It's like a petri dish of this, and how do you get them to move forward?
Well, we are really happy to say that we have just brought in 6,500 new freshmen this year. We are trying to socialize them. That's a little challenging sometimes, as you might imagine. But in fact, Football Saturday is coming up. It's our first SEC game against Kentucky. This is an opportunity for the freshman class to bond together, and there are many academic opportunities. We just opened a 26,000 square foot student study center in the Marston Science Library, and 500 to 600 students jam that every day.
Wow, that sounds really good. Now, you know, the efforts at UF to be preeminent are focused on a whole bunch of different areas. I know that when I was here, they at that time were trying a different way of concentrating the different resources and getting things done. How are things evolving, and what should we look here for at the university today and tomorrow?
We're really trying to do things that will impact the lives of every person out there in the state of Florida. We're doing research into health, advanced new sciences that even I don't understand, like metabolomics. We're looking at...
Could you say that again?
Metabolomics.
Well done.
Absolutely. We got a $10 million grant from the National Science Foundation to investigate that. And we're looking at food production, not only the problems of producing the food, but distributing the food, which is a major problem. We're looking at bioinformatics, which is how we track your medical data and do personalized medicine. We're looking at big data, which is the science of tracking all those big data sets. And for example, the Amazon.com data set, which tracks all of your purchases. We would like to help them sell you even more products.
Well, we'll talk to Betsy about how the retail work is evolving and stuff in at the next second half hour. But that sounds really, really interesting. What are some of the other things that you've got going on with the federal government? Because don't they give you a whole lot of grants? Isn't that a big part of what goes on here?
Yeah, actually, the University of Florida brought in over $700 million of federal grants this year. We are the biggest grant getter in the state of Florida, and we use this really to discover new things that will help people. So we're working in lots of different areas. Another big initiative that we have is biodiversity, studying in the state of Florida the plants and animals, some of which are disappearing and some of which are appearing.
Now, you know, we're being broadcast down in South Florida, even though we're in Gainesville. I know that you have some campuses in South Florida, like the MBA program in Broward County, for instance. What are some of the other ways that the University of Florida reaches down into South Florida and impacts the lives of the Floridians
well,
down there?
Well, I think we assisted recently in capturing a crocodile in the Everglades. I have heard that you have problems with giant African snails that actually eat your real estate down in South Florida.
Yes, yes.
And we're looking at controlling that. So, you know, South Florida and Miami, that's a tropical ecosystem with really unique problems. And the University of Florida is stationed in every single county in the state of Florida to help the average person and, of course, farmers and large industrial concerns with their own problems.
Well, part of what you do and the part of the way you address those problems is with your faculty. Now, I know that it's tough to attract and retain top faculty. Gainesville is one of the top places to live in every magazine all the time. So I got to figure that's one of the ways you bring in top faculty. What are some of the other efforts that you're doing to attract the top faculty members here to Gainesville?
Well, we attract top faculty members not only to Gainesville, but also to places like Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So that's very important to us, too. We need state coverage. What we offer them is the opportunity to work on really great problems with other great faculty and great students at an institution which is equipped with state-of-the-art equipment. So we offer them the opportunity to advance in their careers and to bring the fruits of their intellectual labor to the people in Florida to really improve their lives. Termite control, even though that sounds like a pretty pedestrian and everyday subject, the advanced termite control that you have today in the state of Florida, that's due to the efforts of the University of Florida.
Well, that's great. Maybe that's why I don't see so much termite problem anymore. It's a great thing to know.
And well, if you do, call us.
Oh, I will. I will. I got the direct dial to your office. That was one of the benefits of doing this episode with you. What are some of the timelines that you're looking for to improve the university? I mean, we're at a certain level right now. I understand your goal is to get us into, I'm going to use a big word, a cohort that right now only includes very few universities, a group of universities, I guess, like Cal Berkeley, North Carolina, Virginia, Wisconsin. These are some of the great state universities, and we're right on the cusp, aren't we?
We think the state of Florida deserves a top 10 university. Absolutely. All of the other big states have one, and we intend to become one. We're in the process now of recruiting 120 new faculty who will help to really raise the stature of the University of Florida. We've already actually hired 52 of them, and we're making investments into areas that are really going to raise the stature of the university and, as a consequence, raise the circumstances of every single Floridian. We want to be a university where you can send your child, your son or daughter, and know that they're getting access to the very best minds in America, doing some of the most exciting, cutting-edge things possible, and knowing that you're securing their future by sending them to the University of Florida.
Well, you know, a while back, somebody that's in politics wrote that everything's like a village. And a village needs a place where people go to learn and come together and have new ideas, get socialized, and then acted upon. And I guess that's what you're doing here, because the great cities, the great towns, the great universities, they're places where minds come together, because the minds want to get together. They're looking for places like this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is where the students come together to begin their lives as adults, to begin their careers. But what we take great pride in doing, we not only teach them academic subjects in the classroom, we provide them with real life experiences through internships, connect them with employers, and ultimately get them very good jobs as they go out. So they are connected to the Gator Nation. That's a network which is everywhere. And so you find alumni throughout the United States and throughout the world who are really eager and willing to help students who graduate from this university move ahead.
Wow, did you read my personal biography? I mean, this is what I live for, is to help the people in at least my little silo of the University of Florida real estate. I help all the young people get jobs. And that's what Betsy and I are going to talk about after our segment with you. After we turn the half hour, we're going to talk about how she helps students in the retail center, the JCPenney retail thing, get jobs. And I saw her at the ICSE coaching all the students up. It really, you know, because the education is one thing, but the ability to interact and interface with the professional world is something else. And that's something students get here.
You know, we have a Career Resources Center on campus, which is rated among the top 10 in the nation by the Wall Street Journal and other publications. So we invest heavily and we take great pride in being able to help students start their career and place them.
Well, I'm hearing Wonder Woman telling me it's time for a break. She's parachuting in from Miami. So Wonder Woman, we're going to kick it back to you for a break, but please stay with us, because the next segment, we're going to talk to Provost Glover about the new Florida University and how the University of Florida is going to lead Florida into the future. Back after this.